Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight and the Earthly Real, pages 654 to 655. Immutable, Death's denial met her cry. However mighty, whatever thy secret name, uttered in the hidden conclaves of the gods, thy heart's ephemeral passion cannot break the iron rampart of accomplished things, with which the great gods fence their camp in space. Whoever thou art behind the human mask, even if thou art the mother of the worlds, and pegst thy claim upon the realms of chance, the cosmic law is greater than thy will. Even God himself obeys the laws he made. The law abides and never can it change. The person is a bubble on time's sea, a forerunner of a greater truth to come, thy sole creator of its free law, vaunting a force behind on which it leans, a light above which none but thou hast seen. Thou claim'st the first fruits of truth's victory. But what is truth, and who can find her form amid the specious images of sense, amid the crowding guesses of the mind, in the dark ambiguities of a world peopled with the uncertitudes of thought? For where is truth, and when was her footfall heard amid the endless clamor of time's mot? And which is her voice amid the thousand cries that cross the listening brain and cheat the soul? Or is truth aught but a high starry name, or a vague and splendid word by which man's thought sanctions and consecrates his nature's choice? The heart's wish, donning knowledge as its robe. The cherished idea, elect among the elect, thought's favorite mid the children of half-light, who high-voiced crowd the playgrounds of the mind, or people its dormitories in infant sleep. All things here hang between God's yes and no. Two powers real, but to each other untrue. Two consort stars in the moon night of mind, that towards two opposite horizons gaze, the white head and the black tail of the mystic drake, the swift and the lame foot, wing strong, wing broken, sustaining the body of the uncertain world, a great surreal dragon in the skies. Too dangerously thy high proud truth must live, entangled in matter's mortal littleness. All in this world is true, yet all is false. Its thoughts into an eternal cipher run, its deeds swelled to time's rounded zero sum.